Are you trying to just let him be himself without this being former NFL great Phil Sims talks about his son?
Well, there's a couple things there. I love this. Former NFL great. That word never went with me when I was playing. But, you know, like most athletes, when you retire, you get a lot better. So
you did okay.
Yeah, I did all right. You're right. I did okay, and it was a nice run. But two things that bother me about it. One, yeah, I want him to have his own way. I don't enjoy talking about him. And the other thing is, when I try to be polite and tell people that that's my stance, but always they have to write the fact that I call them and declined an interview and this and that. You know, and that, I hate to be picky. But that bothers me too, and I ask them, don't even write that I did all, but they still do it. So, professional courtesy, I give callbacks, but probably from here on out won't even get callbacks, because when you do, everything you say is always on the record. So, am I right or wrong, Dan? I don't know, but that's what I feel is right for myself and my son, and that's what I'm going to adhere to this season.
Has this been as tough or tougher than anything you went through in your pro career of how you deal with your son and how you let him have his own identity?
Well, I think it's an interesting situation. I've read things where he's talked about it before. Look, he's had to deal with it his whole life, so he doesn't know any other way. And is it tough? I think the media worries me more than anything. You know, the son of an ex-player. You know, I know the way everything is. Everybody's trying to be the first one to write the stories and all that stuff now, too, which makes it tough. And but as far as him, the plane, my expectations, all those things, you know, I find that quite easy. Because as I tell people this, you know, people ask me this question all the time when I'm out in public. I say, look, I've been there. I've played. I know what's right and wrong. I know what expectations to have of anybody, especially my son with his ability, and I know how football can go up and down. And a quarterback, you know, you're so married to the people around you, situations, things like that. I understand it, so I think that makes it emotionally a lot easier for me when it comes to just watching the games and seeing how he plays.
Okay, let's say you haven't been to a game and you get the phone call after the game. Do you talk about the game, or do you try to treat him like you would another son and daughter?
Well, it depends. It really depends. It depends on how everything goes in the game. And
but you don't nitpick. Say, how's school, and are you coming home, or I'll see you next week? Is it more that, or do you say, you know, 3rd and 7, you got to look that guy off, and you had somebody open over the middle?
Oh, well, I never would do that. There's enough going on. He has coaches that tell him all those things, and I think I deal with trying to make him feel comfortable. And, Dan, it's conversations cover everything. Well, how you feel, you know, what are you eating, you feel good, you rest, what are you going to do tonight? You know, it's amazing. And, that I enjoy that part. That's something you can't explain to people. That's a moment you share with your children. And, you know, it happens in a lot of circumstances. This just happens to be sports. And we talk about certain things, and I ask him a lot of times, what was he thinking? What were your feelings? And I think that when I go to camps and work with a lot of quarterbacks, I say, boy, there's so much to learn, and it's so mental. And I tell them all the same thing. Please do not let your mind deter your body. If you've got talent physically, try to stay in a good frame of mind and all those things so that talent will show. And that's the hardest thing about playing quarterback is, can you clear your mind enough and get over mistakes and all those things and things not going well to still take advantage of your body? And I think that's the biggest thing that I tell my son, and I tell all quarterbacks who ask me a lot of questions about, you know, how to play the position.
I squirm at my son's T-ball game. You must be impossible to sit with at a game when Chris is playing.
Oh, no, again, I know. So are my emotions inside going? Yes, but I still know what's going on. So that does ease me a little. Like if he throws an interception, I go, well, you know, I can see why he threw it. You know, unfortunately, football and sports, it's never going to be perfect. So there's going to be mistakes. And I think you just got to learn to accept those things.
So if you hadn't played, you would be more of a wreck in the stands?
Absolutely. No question. And there's no doubt that it gives me an advantage sitting there as far as expectations and enjoyment. I think that's the big thing. And, you know, and winning and losing. You know, I understand that more, too. You know, people go, oh, it's just, you know, they lost and it wasn't. I go, well, it's okay. You know, hell, they're not the best team in the country. And, you know, they're going to lose some games. And, you know, I got to look at it. You know, I look at it through the eyes of an ex-player. And a lot of times, it really, really does make it easier.